What a power hour we have for you as Matt Riccardi, the Dallas Mavericks front office, co-GM, interim co-GM Matt Riccardi in our studio in about half an hour. But right now, it's Thursday. That means rant revival time is nigh, but we have to stop down for this.
Dark secrets on the rise.
Brought to you by
All Pro Foundation Repair.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, having the time of his life, Dave.
Thank you.
Hi, Dave.
And joining us via Clinfeed, Gordon Keith.
Yes, sir. I'm here reporting for duty.
Thank you. Thank you, Gordon. Mm-hmm. Would you like to pre or post-sell anything?
Oh, yes. I need to pre-sell the fact that we are doing Twitch tonight, 7:35 p.m. It's totally free of charge.
With Deathbed Monty?
Yeah, maybe Deathbed Monty will join us as well. We'll see if we can get the... I'll rip the tube out of his throat so he can talk.
He's in a wheelchair.
Yes, he is. But yeah, 7:35, the twitch.tv/actualGordonKeith.
All right, well, we have an update on the Shia LaBeouf story. As he was arrested on February 17th on two counts of misdemeanor battery during Mardi Gras. And showed zero remorse, as in the hours after his arrest, he was released on his own recognizance, which means he didn't have to pay bail, and he went right back to Bourbon Street and right back to partying and was showing people his release papers from jail.
He partied hard.
Yeah. Well, he had a hearing in front of a judge today, and the judge said that the allegations that LaBeouf had used homophobic slurs during the altercations were not reflected in the court record when he was initially freed from jail. And so he said that now you need to be held on a $100,000 bond and you need to enroll in substance abuse treatment and undergo regular drug testing as a condition of your release. So he did post that bond. And he will, I guess, have to follow those terms of going into substance abuse treatment and undergoing drug testing.
And I think the saddest part about the Shia LaBeouf story, is that how you pronounce it?
I don't know.
No,
yeah, I think
that's the way I do. But I pronounce everything wrong.
Is the fact that his escapades typically involve himself. That he doesn't really...
He doesn't have friends.
Congregate with people in these giant benders that he goes on. It's solo, and that just seems incredibly sad. All of it. Yes, it is.
Yeah, one of the guys that he allegedly struck in the confrontation was a doorman at one of the bars, and he was a dude that would wear like eyeliner, maybe a little bit of makeup. You know, kind of somewhat androgynous, and so Shia was calling him the F word.
Would
and,
that be
and that was caught on film by eyewitnesses.
Would that be a good Marvel character? Doorman?
Okay, so have you watched Wonder Man?
No. Is it funny?
It's okay. I mean, it's interesting. But it's one of those Marvel streaming on Disney Plus shows.
Yeah.
And so the guy is playing an actor who is obsessed with this character, Wonder Man. And the government is trying to monitor him because he is super abled and they think he's dangerous. But he hides his abilities from everyone. But at the end of Wonder Man, they have this thing where if you're an actor, you have to go and sign this form that says you are not super abled, because there was a guy who was called Doorman.
No way.
It's this guy, he was a doorman at a bar or a club that Josh Gad was a regular at.
That big guy?
Yeah. Olaf.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, and he's playing himself as like a, you know, super douchey version of Josh Gad.
Hey, fatty. Hey, piggy.
And so the doorman.
You're a jerk.
The doorman ends up touching some alien substance that then makes him have things be able to pass through him. Right? So he's a literal door.
Yeah.
And he rescues people from a club fire because he stands in the doorway that's jammed and lets people walk through him to escape.
Oh my God.
And so then he's on like talk shows and then Josh Gad wants him to be in his heist movie. Like, we're going to use you to escape the safe. You know, it's like an Ocean's 11 type thing. Anyway, so the ultimate end of that is that he's wasted. You know, he's partying too much. He's on set with Josh Gad. And as Josh Gad is passing through him, he vomits. And then Josh Gad doesn't come out the other side. That Josh Gad just gets absorbed into his body. And so then Josh Gad is dead. And therefore, anyone who is super abled is no longer able to be an actor. So there is, in fact, a Marvel character named Doorman.
Okay.
That's the long way around to get there.
That's boofing.
Well.
Not boofing. I don't really want to get into depth on this, but there is a video of Bob's guy, Vince McMahon.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen this?
Yes.
So this happened last summer.
Not Bob's guy.
Well, he's run MMA for how many years now?
He hasn't run MMA.
Vince McMahon, this was on July 24th, the very same day that Hulk Hogan died. So what a dark day for Bob as Vince McMahon
and Hulk
gets
Hogan
into a car accident on the same day Hulk Hogan dies. But yeah, so he's driving his Bentley, going more than 100 miles an hour on the Merritt Parkway in Connecticut. And he loses control. He rear ends a BMW, then swerves into a guardrail and then back across the highway. And when so they just released the dash cam is why this is in the news. And so the state police officer is like, why were you going over 100 miles an hour? And McMahon's like, I got my granddaughter's birthday today. I'm trying to get there.
I'm late.
Yeah. So he's going 100.
He has the definition of catcher's mitt face.
Oh my God.
Like,
wow.
Yeah.
Snake.
And I mean that in a good, like, just post roidy, gross.
Yeah, aging roidy is not a good combination.
No, it's really weird.
All right, I teased that, not George McFly. No, he's not dead. Crispin Glover is alive, but he has been hit with a lawsuit. I guess this is a criminal complaint, or maybe it's a lawsuit. I don't know. But he's been accused of battery, fraud, and other criminal actions by a former model. This was filed yesterday in California. So the model was originally from the UK, and she says she lives with autism spectrum disorder and related mood disorders.
Way to go, Bob.
She just wanted that to be out there right in front.
Okay.
You hear that, Corby?
But she alleges that Crispin Glover lured her to the United States, promising a job as his assistant and free room and board in one of his houses. And that when then she finally agreed, he tracked her, assaulted her, and wanted her to be his live-in sex slave.
Oh, dear.
And so they met online in 2015.
Is there any time lured is used in a positive way?
No. Maybe a fish. Yeah.
Okay.
So they exchanged messages for a few years, and he kept on pressuring her to move to L.A. Then they met in person in 2023 in Dresden, Germany, where he showed off several of his Nazi memorabilia items from his collection.
Oh, no.
Oh,
to try and, I guess, impress her. So then he coerced her to move to L.A., and then she agrees, but then he makes increasingly bizarre and inappropriate demands, and then it came to a head when She says she's a practicing Muslim, and she would try to go to the mosque, and he warned her one day, if you go, then I'm going to lock you out. You're not going to be able to get back in if you go to the mosque. So she thought it was an empty threat. She goes in anyway. When she comes back, he has locked her out of the house with all of her belongings and her beloved cats inside. And that when she tried to retrieve her cats, that he attacked her, grabbed her, choked her in a headlock, and gave her a visible scar on her neck.
All right, you guys are all aware of this guy, right? In there?
Yeah. You've seen his Letterman appearance?
When he almost kicked Letterman in the face with his giant platform shoes.
So that was in like 93, 94, so probably 30 years ago.
When he was in River's Edge, right?
I think so. Maybe it was a little earlier than that. But yeah, he goes on Letterman. He tries to karate kick Letterman and they took him off the show immediately. Like he was removed. And there was really no explanation. Was he, or maybe I'm not remembering, was he on drugs? Did he admit?
That was the thought. I don't know if it was ever confirmed. Yeah. Were you on drugs, Crispin?
I wasn't on drugs exactly.
And you know what? You know what the sad part about?
That's what it sounds like.
The sad part about Crispin Glover and the path that he took after Back to the Future, he may have been the best part of Back to the Future. That whole, he was brilliant.
Yeah,
as the dad / kid.
But then after that movie and you see him in real life, how much of that was acting and how much is he just a weird guy?
I know, but he was so perfect for that role.
Yeah, he was.
I mean, Jack Black is Jack Black, so.
Yeah, true.
It is what it is.
All right. Last thing on the E! News side of Rant Revival. Are you guys fans of Amanda Seyfried?
Seyfried? Yeah.
Again, yes. I can't pronounce words. So she's a terrific actress, or actor, if you prefer the gender-neutral use of that word.
I do.
And she is talking about a new movie that she has coming out in the next couple months, I guess, called The Testament of Anne Lee. You have any idea who Anne Lee is?
Don't.
It's a
one of Bruce Lee's kids.
It's a period piece, Gordon.
Okay.
Oh.
She is Anne Lee is an 18th century English woman who lost her four children when they were all very young, and
there you go, Bob.
She came to believe that holiness was only attainable by foregoing fleshly cohabitation, so she became celibate for the rest of her life. And she went on to found the Shakers, the Christian subsect, the Shakers. And at the end of the movie, they depict her moving to colonial era New York. And
so
setting,
she moved as well. She was a Shaker
up,
and a mover.
Yes, so she's setting up the Shakers in,
so dumb.
In the United States. And so Amanda was on a BBC talk show talking about the nude scene that she shot in this movie. And she said, you know, you might not expect any nude scenes in this type of historical religious drama. But she says at the end of the movie, she's in front of this burning building. And she says, I was pregnant and naked, but I wasn't really naked. I'm standing there in front of the burning building with just a merkin.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The pubic,
so, yeah,
the pubic
not a
wig.
Canadian, not a Mexican,
she's
but
American.
Yeah, just an American. And she said, I felt so free. And then she went on to describe that just in case, she said, you can't see it on screen, but just in case you could, she was wearing a prosthetic butthole.
That concludes our broadcast day here at KTCK.
Why?
Just in case you could see it. You can't because it was so deep up in there.
Why would someone need one of those?
So you don't see the real one.
For fun.
Just in general, though.
I mean, like when
you can't see it anyway. What, is she bent over?
Merkin?
No, but it was coverage just in case, like the Merkin.
But what? Why would she even wear a Merkin?
Oh, Matt Riccardi's listening on his way up here.
What's the point of the Merkin?
Well, like in
to cover up the tomahawk chop,
right? And like White Lotus, anytime
can they not CGI that for like 2 seconds
in White Lotus, anytime they show
they just put
male
Brady
full
Kachuk
frontal,
up there.
It's always a prosthetic.
Yeah, yeah, of course,
because
bringing it back. To
I guess
parts.
For one, comfort on set, and for two, just so it looks better.
Yeah, they want to make it look perfect.
They want to look like a big old hog on TV and not like a grower.
And women at the same time don't want to look like they're shoplifting an Arby's sandwich.
True. Again.
Yeah, that would be the worst selling Merkin.
Lando.
Is a half of an Arby's sandwich.
You don't have to sit over there and laugh, Lando.
The Arby's Merkin? By the way, she is awesome in The Housemaid.
Does she wear a prosthetic butthole in that?
No, she's not part of her.
That.
Yeah, stop saying it.
Anybody can see. Did you get rid of it? Okay. No? All right, let's come back in a minute and a half. This is the shortest break ever.
I heard that was Matt Riccardi's band name.
A minute and a half.
School.
It wasn't.
Stop
let's
it.
Come back and let's do the rant.
Bring him into this.
The ticket.
Are you saying Christmas?
What?
It is 5:18. This is The Ticket. This is The Hardline. And ladies and gentlemen, on Thursday at this time, we do The Rant Revival. It features Gen X Davey Lane. It features Corby the Snake Davidson. And of course, it is all built around the man with the flushing toilet, Gordon Keefe.
My sound effects aren't labeled anymore.
And it's brought to you by
ET's Market and Bakery.
No, that's not it.
Thank you to
there we go.
Oh, there he is. There he is. All right. Before we get to Matt Riccardi, the Mavericks co-GM, Gordon.
Which will not be part of the rant.
No, he will not be part of it, unfortunately. Dateline, Kentucky.
Sports Flash!
Where a Kentucky man was arrested for a certain crime. And this happened just a couple of days ago on the evening.
Does Kentucky lead the United States in, quote, certain crimes?
Florida. Florida won. Kentucky's got to be top five, though.
The SEC 1 through 10?
Oh, 100%. The SEC is all over this.
Yeah, you got to put West Virginia in there. Maybe Mississippi.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. So the Big 12 is kind of on the edge. On the evening of February 21st, and I don't know if you guys have ever been driving around and you've seen something weird on the side of the road. Typically, you just see motorists that are stranded or, you know, an accident that's happened. I don't know if I've ever come across something like this. A motorist called 911 to report that they had witnessed a man in a certain act on the side of Philip Stone Way in Central City, Kentucky.
Okay.
The man was apparently having sex with a dead deer on the side of the highway.
What?
Now, Gordon has had a run-in with a dead deer at the compound.
Corby did.
He finished
Corby wanted
with,
to get a lap dance from a dead deer.
He finished with his usage of the deer and then pawned it off on me.
It wasn't even a full deer.
It was just a half deer.
It was.
Fox Buddies!
All right, so...
And then you threw it in the fire.
I did, and it, like, burned like the, like, Satan's spawn. Remember that?
Yeah, and it smelled like death.
Oh, wasn't there a Channel 8 reporter in the story somewhere?
She was there earlier in the morning, yes.
That was the one that Corby yelled something offensive
to. She woke us all up at 4 in the morning. Thought it was real cute. She was doing her little TV story.
And how'd you handle that?
Not well.
Only because it wasn't Peyton.
Because you said, and Corby said, quiet down, and then he used a B word.
Corby.
The Channel 8 B. Let's be descriptive here. It wasn't just B.
Hey, piggy.
All right, so Now, how did they know? Because when the man saw that he was being viewed by certain humans, he decided it's probably better off that he got away. Now, how did they catch the right man? I'm glad you asked that. Because
the forensic evidence was overwhelming.
Yeah, you could say that. So the police show up.
Did neighbor Deers drop a dime on him?
So they police see a man who matched the description given to dispatch, walking with his pants hanging around his knees. So that may be the first tip, if you will.
So to speak.
His second hands tip. Were bloody.
Dead giveaway.
There was an unspecified fluid on his facial hair. Deer fur stuck to the lower part of his hoodie.
Coincidental.
And blood stains on the genital area of his boxers. Does that all add up to your guy, if you're the cops?
Yeah, I believe he matches the description of the 911 call.
I'm most interested in unspecified fluid on his facial hair.
Maybe the deer enjoyed it.
Do you think
the deer is dead, you idiot?
Do you think when you got your forensics degree, you were going to be handed this case and you're just like, I'm getting too old for this, S?
Because you're kind of a step above, right, in forensics. It's kind of the cool job you read about as a kid.
So how did, and I don't want to get too graphic, but how did he seduce a dead deer?
Yeah, how did he get consent?
Gordon, I hate to tell you, I don't think there was a lot of seduction going on.
I met at happy
hour. You don't
think
he was playing that Kenny G song? And
no. Now, look, I know a lot of people are driving around right now going, okay.
How's this sports?
No, not that.
Oh.
Sure, the evidence seems heavy on the side of the cops.
Mm-hmm.
But how can you be 100% sure? Well, police pull him over, or stop him, I guess, and they identify the suspect as Alan Lynn Osborne.
Does he try the... does he try the Gordo? What? What are you say? What are you talking about?
Oh, I'm sorry, officer. Is it illegal to walk on this shoulder of the highway?
That's not why we're stopping you, son.
He was
what?
Arrested 30 minutes later, not far from the scene of the alleged crime. Police say Osborne had...
What's with the box of chocolates there, son?
And deer nuggets that he got.
I'm telling you, he tried to seduce the dead deer.
What are those things you get at Bucky's?
Beaver nuggets.
Beaver nuggets.
Yeah.
Not deer nuggets.
You deer. So when they arrested him, they also found, if that wasn't enough evidence, that he had blood and deer fur stuck to his panoose. Along with the rest of his pubic hair area.
He didn't hose it off?
Police discovered at the jail.
God, imagine being the officer that had to discover that.
Mm.
He was ultimately charged with crimes against animals, which is a felony. I know. According to the Central City Police Chief.
Generic.
Central City Police Chief.
That's the name of the town where he was arrested in Kentucky. Generic. Central City. He says, his name's Jason Lindsay. He goes, well, this is a first for me. And I've been here for 21 years. And when Osborne is convicted of the charge, he will face anywhere from 1 to 5 years in prison.
So does a guy like that get respect in prison, or is that one of those crimes that the other prisoners all of a sudden develop a high moral conscience about?
I think that this is...
And did he have other cases of this nature to compare it to through the years.
No, he said this is the first
file cabinet that he had to.
Yeah, and they assume that this was roadkill.
Yeah,
that he didn't
murder the deer.
He didn't murder the deer with his love.
So the deer, they say, based on forensics, was probably hit by a vehicle just a few hours prior. So does that make things better or worse?
So I think it makes things better for him.
How?
Because if this was already a dead deer,
like what else is
this
good
guy
for?
This guy could have eaten it. Like you can, he could have killed the deer and eaten it, and then everybody would be, that's okay. But instead, he doesn't even kill the thing, and he shows it the ways of love post death. And all of a sudden, he's a big jerk.
By the way,
he is a big jerk.
It wasn't a life-saving measure by any.
That's what he just claimed.
CPR. That's how I learned.
Sir, you don't know how to do CPR.
You're horrible.
Well, okay, I'm not here to learn. Teach me.
I can tell by your technique.
Well, I didn't know.
If you want to be...
Deer Sex Gordo was the guy. What do you mean? What did I do wrong?
What? I was trying to revive it. I don't understand.
If you want to be disturbed, just look up Alan Osborne mugshot.
And
ask yourself, does this look like a dead deer lover?
100%. If you had 100 people...
His face glistening?
Oh, no.
If you had 100 people standing there, you would pick this guy as deer guy.
Does he have donut glaze on his face?
Sir.
It's,
it's definitely the hottest dead deer he's ever been with.
Probably. Well, we don't know that. Do you think that
It's like Hillbilly Jim.
Do you think that the other...
you're driving right now.
The other deer that were with their friend were over there going... do y'all see what's happening to Steve over there?
Bad enough Steve got hit by a Buick.
Like, what is going on?
Okay, do we know if this was a buck or a doe?
It doesn't say the sex of the deer. Does that matter? Yeah, I guess it does.
Why?
Corby just told on himself.
Sorry.
Yeah, I did. He has some prejudice he needs to confront here.
Well, it just, does it make it any better or worse?
If it was a doe, it just gives him more options.
Look at that 8-point buck. All right, are we?
I guess on the flip side, that's something to hold on to.
Yeah. An even weirder visual.
But yet it means that it had a big rack.
Yes.
Yeah.
Huh. It's very confusing.
All right.
Do you have anything else to add, Gordon?
No, I don't. I joined your program to talk a little sports. And this is what I'm getting.
Me too, man.
Does this make you wish that half deer was a whole deer?
Would we have fired Gordon had we witnessed that at the camp out?
If somebody wandered into the woods and found Gordon.
What are you looking at?
I'm just reviving it.
What are you looking at?
Go away. Give me 5 minutes.
What? All right, Gordon, we got to go. Thank you very much. Okay. There goes the rant.
7:35 tonight, Twitch.
7:35.
Yep.
Twitch TV. Love you too, man. All right, let's come back in 3 minutes, and we will be joined live in studio by the Mavs co-GM,
maybe
Matt Riccardi.